Okay, so I'm here talking with Jane from Trident Ploughshares, and we're talking about activities in the run-up and during the G8 summit. Could you tell us a little bit about Trident Ploughshares?
Yeah, Trident Ploughshares started in 1998, basically with saying the government has to get rid of the nuclear weapons that we have here. That's what they promised to do. We called on them to do it, and when we got no response, we decided that we would do it ourselves. We organise in small affinity groups, and we plan actions, some of them secret, as groups just to go and anything from blockading the gates of Faslane and Aldermaston, breaking into the places, swimming across locks, and some people going with equipped ready to do whatever damage they can to the submarines to try and put their whole operation out of business.
I mean, we've seen a lot of this kind of activity over over the last few years with the anti-war protests and lots of stuff going on in Ireland and other countries. But what's actually going on with the G8?
Well, we, as well as the small affinity group actions, we every year we have a mass blockade of Faslane where we call on lots and lots of people, and people that can't kind of commit fully to Trident Ploughshares, but to come along every now and then to help us out and blockade the place.
And what's actually
It's actually where the whole of the British nuclear weapons system is based. It's where the four submarines come in and out and go off on their patrols. It's where they store the spare warheads, and it's the home base, really. And so when we heard that the G8 was coming to Scotland, it was shortly before we were having our planning meeting to work out about blockades this year, and we thought, well, how do we respond to this? How do we kind of, we certainly didn't want to ignore it, but we weren't sure at that stage, because there wasn't very much kind of worked out from other groups, how we would actually go to Glen Eagles as Trident Ploughshares as a non-violent group and do something there. We obviously wanted to connect not just the nuclear weapons, but the whole military kind of side of it, that the reason why we've got poverty and why we've got debt, why we've got all these other things, every bit of the G8 kind of agenda really does connect to the military, and the nuclear weapons base we saw as kind of the pinnacle, the worst example of it. So what we decided to do is we would call for a blockade of Faslane on the Monday before the summit, to make that connection. And we've also got lots of other groups now involved who are generally anti-militarist groups who are kind of coming in with us and supporting what we're doing.
So that'll be happening on, is it the 4th of
July?
Yeah,
Monday the 4th of July, 7 o'clock in the morning. The shift, the usual shift that goes into the base, is usually about 7:30, 8 o'clock, so we like to start at 7. Obviously, a lot of workers don't go in that day. Some will go early, but even by us being there, it's a kind of strong statement, and it's disrupted the place one way or another, whether people actually get caught up in the traffic or not.
And presumably, it'll be a larger blockade than usual, because there'll be many more people in the area and more people coming to protest against the G8.
I always hope they're going to be large, and I'm always hoping the next one is the one where we have so many people that the police just decide it's impossible to arrest anybody and they kind of leave us there to enjoy the day and party and have a good time. And yeah, this might be the one, I always say that. But yeah, we are hopeful that from what we hear, there are a lot of people coming, and that a lot of people do kind of see the connection between the military and the G8 and want to come make that kind of that known at Faslane. But it will also be a useful experience, I think, for people to come along and kind of see how the Scottish police are behaving, and get to know people and get kind of warmed up, ready for things later in the week as well.
Of course, I mean, there's a whole week of actions alongside the G8, running from one weekend to another. How are you preparing for the actions at Faslane? Are you doing training?
Yes, I mean, we're doing a lot of the things that we usually do, really, which is that we're planning accommodation space, and we'll be having non-violence workshops in the weekend before it, as well as big briefing sessions on the Sunday night to kind of give everybody the latest information and the quite how it's all going to work, and where any last minute kind of decisions could be made. But between now and then, we're hoping that there will be non-violence training workshops in different areas all around the country to start getting as many people prepared early, and kind of then feeling empowered by that and encouraging other people to come along with them and getting as many there as possible.
And if people want to find out more about this, is there a website they can check out?
Yes, there is. There's a website, which is faslaneg8.com.
Faslaneg8. Faslaneg8.com.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Many thanks for talking to us.
Okay, thank you.